Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge your creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is so for you. Receive the anointing as it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right, all right, all right. So, today, I want to talk about planting seeds. You know, oftentimes we prefer to sit around and complain about what's wrong rather than what's right. And generally, that's because we aspire to be more, to do more, to have more. But we don't exactly know how to get there, or we're not taking purposeful action. Today, I want to encourage you to plant seeds that will grow and manifest your dreams. We often throw in the towel and think, well, it's just not going to happen. And we whine and complain about it because we think we've reached the end of the road. And we're not aware of our own ill feelings, animosity, inertia, fear, anger. And instead, we miss the opportunities that life is bringing to us. You see, the law of attraction is always working. This is a fact. Now, some people, they want to take you through a whole lot of rituals and a whole lot of rigmarole in order to make you understand something that is automatic and natural. Okay? The law of always drawing into your life that which you call for. You speak the word. Okay? You think the thought. And this is what keeps your conditions the same. So what you want to do is start planting seeds in the area, or at least in the arena, that will produce for you the desired result. It's okay to say, this particular area of my life doesn't work. I'm not having much success with my relationship, or, you know, I'm broke. Really what you're saying is that you've been making bad decisions. Decisions that don't complement your objective. It's just that simple. When you start to realize that, you will understand why your conditions or your relationships or your bank account is what it is. Okay? Recognition of that comes first. Realization Now, too many times we want to blame other people, other relationships, past relationships, our friends, our circumstances, okay, different events. So we even blame God or the devil. Okay. And what's really necessary here is to start planting a seed. Weed the garden and plant seeds that will benefit you. Now, the way in which you weed your garden is basically take a look at your beliefs as they come up. You don't need to sit down and spend a lot of time torturing yourself with a bunch of psychodrama and psychoanalytic therapy in order to figure out what you're doing wrong. The only thing you really need to do is, as things come up, is ask yourself, is this what I believe about myself? And is this going to help me to receive the good that I desire? If not, throw it out. Short and sweet. Okay? Because it's not working for you. Too many times we think we got to keep doing the same thing and we keep expecting a different result. The result's always going to be the same. Mainly because of the fact that the same mind that created the problem is not the mind that is going to solve it. Okay? This is the reason for the More Joy program. This is the reason for the coaching that I do and several others. Because you don't know another way. You've already demonstrated that in your life. The problems exist because this is what you know. And to keep pressing yourself in order to find another answer is absurd. Because the same mind is only going to take you to the same place. Okay? If you are only talking to yourself, you're always going to get the same answer. That's what makes sense to you. Okay? But when you start talking to someone else that can connect the dots for you, and that can help you, and you're planting a seed so that you can grow in another direction. Another thing to do is, in whatever rituals you choose to perform, or spells, or prayer, or meditation, or whatever your particular methodology is for dealing with your day-to-day issues, it's most important that you understand that what you are seeking is a different outcome. And again, if you keep thinking that your old thoughts, your old actions, the old words, the old feelings are going to produce a different result, you're already on the wrong path. So what you need to be asking for is guidance, direction. And then you need to accept it when it comes. That's the way to play the seed. Okay? Oftentimes it is said Right now I'm in the hospital visiting somebody who's had a catastrophe. So, pardon the interruption. Okay, so the important thing to understand is if you want to change your financial circumstances, you need to plant financial seeds. Okay? If you plant seeds that grow turnips, you're not going to get apples. Okay? Oftentimes we figure, well, I made a sacrifice here, I made a sacrifice there, and I don't understand why I'm not seeing the benefit. Okay? I've tried to pay off my karmic debt for mistakes I've made or people I've hurt, but yet, you know, everything keeps coming up lemons instead of roses. You gotta plant the seeds that are going to grow the desired end. Pure and simple. If you want money, then plant money. Now, that might sound a little strange, but think about it. Okay? Planting seeds for love are not going to get you money. For money are not going to get you love. Many people have tried that. They've tried to twist it and turn it, and it just didn't make any sense to them, okay, as to why it wasn't working out. Because wherever you focus your attention, that is what will increase in your life, pure and simple. Okay? Whatever you are in need of, you need to take that little bit that you have, whether it be trust or faith or health or money, posit it, place it somewhere where it can flourish and grow, where you can nurture it. Okay? Too many times we think, well, I don't have any money, so I can't give to others, so I can't give to the organization or the people who support me. Well, the truth of the matter is that until you give, you will find that you're going to end up tripping over your own foot. Why? The people, the causes, the organization, okay, your inspiration is there in your life in order to bring you what you need and to make you aware of what you need to be doing. Okay? Sometimes we ask for, and then our neighbor or our relative comes and asks us for $10, $5 of a meal, and we turn them away because we're broke and we feel like we can't share. And then you wonder why your blessings don't come. Okay? The universe is simply asking you to plant a seed. Okay? That guy on the corner, he may be out there every day or every other day or every other week. Okay? Asking for a little handout. And you keep walking by him thinking you're better than him and you don't need to give him your money. Okay. There was your opportunity. Again, you just blew it. Okay? You go to church, the temple, the mosque, the synagogue, okay? And your pastor ask you to put some money in the plate, and you won't let go of that dollar. Okay? You're getting inspiration and guidance and help from me, but you won't join the program. Okay? Now, the thing about it is, you are going to receive the gifts, the blessings, the results that you are looking for when you finally let go of your own inadequacy, your own fears, your own blockages, and start making choices that are going to bear fruit. Yeah. You plant seeds that bring you to the desired end. Okay? And you will find the universe, God, Buddha, Allah, yes, the one will reward you openly. Left now, take it together, run it over. Every time. But you just need to let go of your limited thinking. You need to let go of those fears. You need to become aware of the fact that you are a co-creator with God, with the universe, with the one, the source, that presence. And you have not opened the door to receive the gift that you desire. Instead, you're very stingily holding on tight to insufficiency, an inadequate amount of money or inadequate health, adequate relationships, wondering why you can't prosper, why the law of attraction is not working for you. The law of attraction is always working. What you are drawing into your life is exactly a mirror for what you have allowed. Okay. The people in your life who get on your nerves the most are most like you. I promise. And that's why they're in your life. Today, make a change for the better. Start learning to look at yourself and learn to laugh about it, because, you know, in retrospect, it's funny. Okay? So if you start a little early, you'll start to understand the process that you keep using, that keeps confusing you, that keeps undermining and sabotaging your success. It's no accident that you don't have a relationship or you don't have a good relationship. You're not fostering what's needed. You're not planting the seeds that will bring about a good relationship. Okay, you want love? Be love. You're going to get what your hand calls for every time. Now, yeah, you've heard some horror stories. We all have. Okay, but what you haven't heard is the choices that people were making that brought about the horror. Okay, they only told the surface truth. That's the reason why we often say there's three sides to every story. Her side, his side, and the real side. Okay. the reason why you broke really has nothing to do with the economy. The economy is his representative of global thought, or national thought. And people keep walking around talking about it, oh, the economy sucks, and, you know, there ain't no money out here, there ain't no jobs out here. You want a job, create one. Okay, that's the fastest way to solve your problem. Hustle up 35 hours, go downtown, City Hall, start your own business, and whatever it was you were doing for your last boss, do it for yourself and eliminate the middleman. Change your life overnight. Okay? Ask yourself, how much was your boss getting paid for the work that you were doing on your last job? Okay? And that's what you charge. If you don't know the answer to that, then just think of your salary, whatever it was, multiply it by three. Okay? And start your own business. I can't tell you how many people have told me, oh, I don't want that kind of responsibility. I don't want to do the paperwork. I'm just afraid I'm going to mess it up. Hello? The universe says it's time for you to grow up. Give yourself a promotion. Okay? Stop thinking in terms of your limitations and think about your expansion. Okay? You can't grow with a job. That's just giving somebody else power over your life. They make decisions as to where you live and how you live and where your children go to school, what kind of car you drive, what kind of clothes you wear. Think about it. That's confinement. There's no security in that. There's no such thing as security, sweetie, unless you are being a co-creator with God. Do you? Do you? You don't have to do anything else. Just do you. Monetize it. Take it to the marketplace. We'll throw buckets of money at you. See, when you know that and you live and move and have your being within the love and light of God, you're fine. There are no issues, no problems, no illness, no fear, no lack, no limitations, no pain, no suffering. Nothing but love. And you get to live a life of unlimited joy. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Meet the challenge. Join the program. Let me tell you what I know. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.